But now, do go on. What happens to the ignorant when they meet with conviction of sin?
It arouses fear in them, as it did with us.
And what do they with said fear?
They know not that such convictions are for their own good to drive them to Christ. Therefore they seek to stifle them.
How?
Namely, in four ways. First, they think that these convictions from God are actually from the devil. Therefore they do resist them as evil temptations.
Ah.
Secondly, they think that the fears aroused are a denial of their faith, though they actually have none at all. And therefore they harden their hearts against them.
A dangerous course. It would seem they do resist the Spirit.
Indeed, although they think they be resisting the devil.
How else?
Thirdly, such persons imagine that to have such fears is a denial of faith, and therefore ignore them and behave with presumptuous confidence.
Ah.
And lastly, they see that such fears tend to take away from them their pitiful old self-righteousness, and therefore they resist them with all their might.
I can attest to the correctness of your thinking from my own experience. For before I knew myself, it was just so with me.
And so it is with ignorance and his kin, and that likely to their destruction.